You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays, Diva Mary Faye. You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays, Diva Mary Faye, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up. You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays, Diva Mary Faye, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You with Ken?
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin?
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you?
Step your game up.
If you hear that, then you know it's time to step your game up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Of course, it's Money Meet Day, and it's going down. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got Money Meet in the house taking over. Meek, holla at us, baby.
What's good with you, Steven? Steven, Mary, Jason, your boy, Gypsy Hotly, all this is me, Meek. I got my lights on, baby. Hey, I just want to talk with you guys tonight about a couple of things. Steve, if you stand up, we just going to fall back for a second, finish getting things in proper perspective, and dang that clap low for him. Yeah, come back and elaborate on it and, you know, get a full throttle about things. Yeah.
All the
you know what we doing.
Dang, I'm on playing. They selling, Key. Yeah. It's fun of it. But I knock you out for real. For real.
See the bitch to me, hell yeah. You know your boy. My name is Money Meek. I'm far from a. I put it down on the strip. That's why they give it up. Plus I'm a dick. You heard. I'm throw it up. Clap. Reload. Clap. Clap. Reload. Clap. Reload. Clap. Clap. Reload. Clap. Reload. Clap. Clap. Reload. 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 Clap. Reload. Clap. Clap. Reload. Clap. Reload. Clap. Clap. Reload. Clap. Reload. Clap. Clap. Reload.
your son.
Kill or be killed. Niggas cracked on my block. That shit dumb. Ain't a surprise. You'll be killed. Where I'm coming from. Ain't a surprise. You was killed. Yo, where I'm coming from. I'm coming from. Yeah.
One more time from the top, man. I need that one more time.
It's just like music. Music
like
is the soul of the man.
Jam onto the music, baby.
Music
I'd
makes
like
a
jam,
happy day.
Jam, get funky, funky, funky.
Your music makes
so
the
what?
Clouds
say
roll
what?
By, baby.
Say what?
Your
say
music
what?
Kiss my
say
tears
what?
And dried my eyes. Your music makes me want to sing.
Doobie, doobie,
the music is a joy to bring.
Hey,
music is my heart and soul.
More
precious than gold.
Southern Smoke.
The Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Definitely on the spot, on the grind. Happy Saturdays, broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington on the West Coast. I am your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays on Diva Spot Radio. It's Money Me Day, and we just played that track right there, Clap Reload. Money Me, tell us about that track. How did that track come about? And what's the meaning behind that track?
Hey, Diva, you know, Clap Reload, you know, that came from me and my personnel. You know, we always saying, clap, reload, man. Go reload on your music. That slogan was created, you know, for all independent artists, you know, to keep going further in what they're doing. You know, if you wind up knowing and learning the game, you know, all they got to do is reload on your music, man. You know, you get your own downloads. You get your own spins. You can do your own marketing. You can do your own promotion, man. You know, you don't need no label. As far as the song itself, it also extends from the Uncle Murder warning song for you guys out there that don't know. You know, the song was written indirectly towards me. You know, we dropping our label. So, you know, I had to come back with something definitely hard. You know what I mean? Clap, reload. It also responded to Waka Flocka, you know, Ain't Not Mink album. We was running a little corresponding with them out there with Mazay at one, you know, Dream Maker Management. I think it was an artist called Zosun. And, you know, we've making on our way, you know, to try to get down there and try to, you know, fuck with them. But I guess things ain't turned out, so, you know, they heard my drop. They seen it's coming. And the dude, you know, put out a little, you know, little diss thing.
That happened.
Yeah. Ink Not Mink. So, you know, that was basically responding from all that, Diva. Word.
So tell us about the latest events. You know, you a business owner, of course, to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and you being a business owner, what, how much work do you put into, how much work does it take to really run and operate your business and your team? And that's one of the things that we definitely want to drop a jewel about, because staying busy, being, and, you know, organizing and having your team, everybody on the same page, is a lot of hard work and stressful. How do you remain calm and peaceful through this transition to success?
For y'all guys that don't know, it's like you just got to stay fast. You know, I just got screened on Diva a little bit about the night. I mean, you just got to take it in as all criticism, man. You know, I'm always looking around the clock. Shit, actually, I'm coming off the Parkway right now from East Brunswick. For y'all guys that know Interface, you know, it ain't no scans, it ain't no gimmicks. You know, Interface coming out of East Brunswick. You know, that address is definitely 15 Kenny Boulevard. You know, I just try to stay within myself, man. You know, you being a CEO and the leader of a corporation, you always got to be tolerant, you know, for the ones that don't seem to be tolerant for. You know, you have to stay in your position no matter what. You know, you can't let the CEO sweat, because you always remember you're the head. If you lose your cool, then the body ain't going to function, you know, and the guys around ain't going to function. You have to always keep her cool no matter what the situation, no matter what the, if it's a death, no matter what it is, you got to stay cool as a head, man. Well,
Money Meek, you got this song called Mr. Right, and as you talking to the ladies in this one, what's your favorite type of lady, or what would be, describe your wife for us?
Basically, Mrs. Right for me is a woman that handles her business, man. That love her man. You know, if she got kids, she definitely take her kids. If I like to give a big up to that, whether you know, the father or not. I definitely like a woman that wear that 2-piece suit thing. I mean that right there, that thing just does something for Money Meek. I mean, I really catch a rule in my sweat, so they would say. You know, I just love sophisticated woman, man, you know, with her hair and shit together, and, you know, very presentable, and you got that 2-piece suit thing going on. I mean, well, you got money. Now, I ain't saying everyone, cause, you know, I'm not the type of dude. I had to correct that. You have all things coming at
that.
You
must
know
that question. That question was about to come. It's crazy. That question was about to come.
I mean, you know, I ain't saying to put that out today, but, you know, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that woman of my ideal, that's my woman of choice, man. Word.
That's what's up. Tell us about the upcoming events you got going.
Last event, we just as long as out in Jersey Lanes. I finally did get a chance to be around Uncle Myrtle for the first time. You heard? And, you know, we ain't say nothing. I think he's still catching up with the response. Consciously, he know what it was as far as coming from him. Like, come on, man, you listen to my song, the Listen to Warning song. I mean, Who Me was out on the interview, YouTube.com, Money Meek, Streets 106, Big 7, 995, the Nook Illustrated, you know, home team time. You, all of a sudden, you get a Warning song come out after my Who Me drop online. I'm, you know what I mean? I'm on a radio interview live, you know what I'm saying? And then it's Warning song. So, you know, you put two and two together, which is four of them. You know, for people that don't know, you'll see what it's about, man. Well, we enjoyed ourselves out there for the ones that we did mingle with. Jim Jones, shout out to him. You know, definitely go on Facebook.com, Rashawn Dingus, you can see all that. You know, Jimmy had his son, so, you know, he was like, Jimmy was a little, you know, step backish. You know, ain't really shake too many hands. You know, you got a seed to watch over, man. You know, a seed is more important than shaking these guys' hands all night. You know what I mean? Shout out to Maino, you know, Mafia. Got a chance to holler at Maino. Definitely a real dude. Definitely feel what he been through. You know, Maino did a stretch, man. You know, Maino did that 10 years. You know, that ain't nothing light. And Money did a stretch, too. Two of them. So, you know, we still here. We breaking in the industry. He's in there. I'm doing what I do. So, you know, I had to get with him. I definitely chopped up with Ant Level, tall guy. He's really tall, y'all. He's really a tall guy.
Shout out to Ant Lover, man.
Yeah, shout out to Ant Lover, though. Very funny. You know what I mean? He was just over there bowling, you know, doing his thing. Who else would be running to in there? Oh, I definitely got with Hot 97, DJ Stark. Stokes is a cool guy, but he seemed like I'm DJing, nigga. Stokes is off like, word. But other than that, I had fun, man. It was a great event, Steven. Word.
That's definitely what's up. We're going to get into this hot track right here that you got, Mr. Wright, right here live on Step Your Game Up Saturday. It's Money Meet Day. Call us up, 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Get that feedback. Let's go. Money Meek right there with Mr. Wright. You already know. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturday. Money Meek, I like that song. That's a hot track.
Thanks, Diva, man. You know, coming for you, man, it's most appreciated, man. You know, you're the woman that's into a lot of things. You know, you're the woman with a head on the shoulders. So, you know, for that interior status, you know, I'd like to thank you for that. Well, thanks.
I appreciate that, King. Salute. Yeah, that's a really good track. You can have that as a backdrop. You can Valentine's Day. I can definitely see that on a couple of phone commercials. It's a really good boo song. Like, I'm definitely feeling it. You already know, Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
It's Money Meek Day. He taking over. Money Meek, what's next, baby?
What's next on the agenda? What can we say? Basically, let's talk about the debate, man. This whole Obama and Romney thing.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of, you know, we ain't going to turn into a racist debate, but come on, man. 1 plus 1 is 2, man. Like, black people out there, y'all got to go vote for Obama, man. You know what I'm saying? You haven't voted, like you can't, you, I mean, I understand your opinions, but come on, man. You really going to go for Rodney? Like, come on, dog. That's good. You know, you got to support our president, man. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what's been going on, like we didn't talk before, Devin, don't blame all this, these circumstances on Obama right now, because that ain't the case, man. Yeah. Obama, and then he got 20 Caucasians around him really telling him what to do. He's just the front man. You know what I'm saying? Understand the business. You know, don't blame Obama. And go out there and vote for Obama, because I'm quite sure that man done what he could, man. Honestly, man.
It's a lot of reasons to vote for Obama, and there's so many more reasons to vote, period. You know, just as a people, as a whole, for your voice to be heard. And if you want change, you definitely need to vote and start to educate yourself on the process of registering to vote, why to vote, and when you get the pamphlets in the mail, know what you're looking at. Why do these people are called the Secretary of State or the Treasurer or the President or the Vice President or the Governor? You want to know why they have these positions and what do they control in your community, in your life, and should they really have it?
You're right, man, and it definitely comes with believing, man. You got to believe in that man, man. I mean, he only going to do what he's going to do. You know, he also leading a black family, too. You know, you know, he's leading with his wife. He got 2 beautiful daughters. You know what it is?
You couldn't have a more beautiful first lady. I love the first lady. Big shout out to the first lady. The first lady came and changed the whole way the school system eats. She changed lunch. And she got kids back working out and playing. I love that about the first lady. She got so much going on, and she holding her king down.
Yeah,
word
she
up.
Does.
She bared it all. Even from Chi-Town, she been like, yo, but she still educated herself. Don't get it twisted. Miss Obama got degrees, baby, in doctrine. Like, let's go. She educated herself to make herself better.
Miss Obama definitely got it going on, David. She definitely running swag back for our black women.
Yes, she did. Yes, she
you
did.
You know, she's also a tall black African queen, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think she carries herself quite well, man.
Very
you know,
well.
You know, you heard
big
a
round of applause for the first lady, man. Yeah. Hell yeah for the first lady. Big round of applause. We love you, first lady. We love you, Michelle Obama, and you, Obama, too. I love both of y'all. I'm proud. I'm very proud.
Definitely got to show her that love, dude, because, you know, she's holding her king down at a time, you know, when it's a lot of pressure on him. And I know a lot of times she may feel, you know, unappreciated, you know, because he's the president. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He could pick and choose who to lay with. I mean, he could have just ended their marriage, but, you know, that man stayed with all that pressure and still led his family, man. And, you know, I just wanted to just big her up on that, man. You know, just holding it down, and, you know, because the woman does keep the relationship together, man. Women, y'all got to understand. You know, I try to explain that in the song, Mrs. Wright. Okay, I need someone who could suck me tight. Okay, I need a girl that can treat me right. You know what I'm saying? Someone to love and change the meaning of life. And if you're out for the night, I'm calling Miss Right. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, just having that woman on your side that can hold you down to any storm.
We shout out to 908, too. We see you, 908. Thanks for tuning
in. Okay, definitely, you know, holding it down, you know, for, man, you know, that is rough for him. It'd be rough for us at times, man. You know, a woman can easily go out there and get a job, and be good. Us men, we go through things, man. And sometimes it ends us up in destruction sometimes, you know, just mushing off they self and, you know, just doing silly things. You know, shout out all the women that's holding it down, man. What?
And all the ladies that's holding it down. I am every woman. Big shout out to Kamora Lee Simmons, too. Got a chance to check out her Fabulosity reality series on Netflix. Big shout out to Netflix, too. She is definitely a mogul. She's a mom, so big shout out to her as well. So we definitely love you, Michelle Obama. We appreciate having the first lady being such a queen. And all the women out there is doing their thing. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I am your host, Diva Ebony B. Big shout out to my team, too, that just hooked me up in the studio with this wonderful team. Oh, my God. They take so much good care of me. Love y'all, team. Diva Spot ENT team. Diva, love y'all. Money Me, what we got next? We got more music. We got more artists. What's going on?
Yes, we definitely got more music. We definitely come back on the follow-up. You know, if I had the power, or if you guys had the power out there, what would y'all do for me to change the things in this world to make it a better place for us as an African-American race? But not just for African-American race, but all races. I mean, what could y'all do? Y'all make sure y'all hit us up. 347-850-1521. Yeah, Diva Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
All right, bro, hold up, man. Check dig, man. It's the big homie DJ Solis, a.k.a. Mr. Trapnificent, the Carolina representative, all that good shit, you know what I mean? And right now, I'm rocking with the homie Slade Stone, man, the number one Texas MC. Fuck with it.
DJ Swain.
I'm on my job, and they got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job. And they got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job.
I got my shades on, man. I can't see these hating ass niggas. I'm too high.
1600 now. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for something. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for something. The state of the news may not be sound. Confidence the key, money make me
change.
Flexibility, they improve with numbers. We got the speakers bang loud, bling blouts and hummer. Isn't blowing low, cause we hit the jackpot. Pot 2,500 stone, that's my watch. Rock down to 911, now them crazy in the spot. Uncle Sam want my water, I am cash on next to block. Eating $50 pills, I got money for Porsche. It's not easy being green,
10 green lines,
I torture. Handgun ankle holster, yeah, how does that sound? Got the mind of Peter Arnell, sight 1600 now.
My sight
show, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for something. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for something.
These hoes.
Life is like a lifesaver. I'm a business gecko. I'm saving all these big butts. Catch me on my sprint phone. I got a game for buck. This is not the time to think smart. My brain is music struck. We see the picture clear, but you see it clear like AC. I got a foreign agent, shit, she like the under the AC. Niggas gonna hate me like every time a beat drop. Don't get the misconception wrong, I am from the ghetto. Catch the flight, alarm goes off, pieces heavy metal. I'm a music scientist, money music robot. On the cover, Rolling Stones in the center of a watch. It's my time.
It's my time.
My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for something. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for something.
Yo, this your boy Black from Keeping You on Radio. We're now tuning to my girl Ebony B. Ebony B.
Ebony B.
On Diva Spot, call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
You already know what time it is. It's Steffi Game on Saturday. This your girl Diva Ebony B. I got Money Meek live in the building with me. I got my sights on, baby. That's definitely another hot track right there. Money Meek Day. What's going on, Money Meek?
I definitely got my song, baby.
Wow.
Anybody that want to get heard that's on the call line, besides everybody that's on the call line, too, all you got to do is press 1 to be heard. If you want to comment on helping people to step their game up Saturdays, you got some hot tracks you want to submit. Something all to lift the people up. It's Saturday, baby, broadcasting this thing live out of Seattle, Washington. Doing it big. Money Meek, what's up, baby?
Everything's great over here, Diva. We got a special guest in the house tonight, Protege, Black Lord, definitely coming off that Sykes Part 2 video. Yeah, let them know what you big, gang.
What it do? What it do? What's good with you? How y'all feeling out there, man? How you feeling?
What's going on, King? Welcome to Steffi Game Up Saturday. It's holla at us.
Yeah, that's what it do, you know what I mean? It's your boy Black Law, you know what I mean? AOF, the family, you know what I mean? Real money making, anything, everything's all love, you know what I mean? We just came back from doing this interview and so forth, seeing what these people talking about over here at Interface and all that. Over here in
how was the interview?
It says, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? They was loving it. I mean, they most definitely was jumping at it. They want to make some moves. So we just want to make sure that everything is everything, though. You know what I mean? You ain't just trying to just fall at their mercy and just be giving them no place to be working on. So, you know what I mean? They most definitely want to. He was on it. He most definitely want to work. He said he already got the visitors and everything. So we just going to, you know what I mean, holler back at them and see what that's hitting for. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dreammaker Management as well.
Yeah, you got to go through Dreammaker Management, tap in our source, man. You got to go through her first, man. Word. It's a big loyalty thing over at this AOF, all our family, man. Word.
Word, shout out to the queen, most definitely.
You know what I mean? See me up there, you know what I mean? I got my sights on Baby 2 Remix joint, you know what I mean? I'm up in their future, you know what I mean? In the cut, you can check that out, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Rolled the thing with the Fat Joe and all that, you know what I mean? Did the little, you know what I mean? Event we had going on over there, showing the down, you feel me? You know what I mean? Had a couple of spots, you know what I mean? Live spots, you know what I mean? Dealing with the boy, G.I.'s had a little something going on and shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, a little shot. What was the name of that joint?
Performing Two Scoops Live. You know what I mean? Another producer on the fam. Shout out to K.I.
Yeah, we got that track.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been through all that thing, you know what I mean? We still most definitely grinding, you know what I mean? We're going to make this shit happen, you know what I mean? Well, we already here, you know what I mean? But we going
to... How does it feel to be indie now? Like, being an independent business and being on your grind, Lord, being about your music and performing like an independent business, are you happy with being indie or... are you looking to get signed and do something in the industry?
No stress, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, David. That's like our slogan in our circle, man. Being an independent is a motherfucking no stress. You know, I can say what I want. I can do what I want. You know, I know the business, man. So it is what it is. Me and my guys going to drop like we dropped, man. Word, David.
Let's talk about this anti-bullying. I definitely want to talk with y'all about that. That's a big thing. Big shout out to young AJ came through. His little peoples came through too, little bruh. He came through, 9-year-old sensational rapper, like he doing this thing. He got an anti-bullying campaign, so I'm glad to hear about that in Brick City. Tell us about it. When has it taken off and what effect is it making on the community right now? Where y'all at in it?
You could definitely click on that 908 number. If that's from Jersey, it should be a 98. That's Dreammaker Management calling in. She can elaborate.
Queen, what's going on, Dreammaker? What's going on, Queen? We got her live in the building. Let me go ahead and get her intro.
You are the one on that title is. What's up, Seattle? Hey, bitch, and your whole team over there.
Queen is here.
Yes,
Queen.
She is. What's up, Queen? Diva. How are you and the whole phenomenal radio family? Shout out to Jay Biggs. Shout out to Money Mate. This is a Money Mate day, and our artist Black Lord is in the building. I just want to let you guys know there's a lot of things going on, but you know we always talking about relevant issues here. This is bigger than a presidential debate because on phenomenal radio, they talk about everything.
Right. I love it.
Yeah. So anyways, you know, Dreammaker has been doing a couple of different things. Of course, I manage artists also, helping empower young adults and people who are coming out of treatment. One of the latest things that I'm working on is I don't call it anti-bullying because anything with the word anti in America seems to make more of it, but I call it bully-proofing, bully prevention, and bully resistance. I'm trying to get parents to connect with me and my team on a project we're working on November 8th and the 9th when the kids are out of school all over New Jersey for the annual teachers convention, and that is to have a spot where the kids can come and learn more about aggressive behavior. So it's really not about bullying. It's more about making kids more assertive and being aware of aggression in kids around them so that they can kind of navigate against the bully and his followers.
Wow, and also self-control. Self-control is a big one too. And that would be great to bring the family together because everybody can come in and speak and talk because a lot of parents wonder why their kids are bullies or being bullies. It's because it comes from home. We got to really stop hiding these secrets and start getting real. We ain't trying to tell y'all how to raise y'all kids, but we got to start healing a lot of these old wounds of family pain and church pain and baby mama, baby daddy pain and move the hell on with life so we can start having more healthier conversations and more lives as a people.
I'm all for
yes,
it.
Yes, you're exactly right on that, Diva. And like you said, it stems from the home. So this is a what we call holistic system of learning, a therapeutic environment for children. It's going to be held at 2145 Stanley Terrace in the Union, New Jersey area, and it's open to all kids from fourth grade to ninth grade. I think that's the best target area. Anybody under that and over that seems to be already stuck in their ways, but we're trying to aim the kids so that they're armored besides martial arts and besides, you know, kind of like running away from the issues, but so that they're armored for resistance and they're also armored for assertiveness. And I've been talking to parents. I wish you could be here, but I've been talking to the parents. It really stems from home. And we're just going to try to see where it takes it from there. We're going to teach them how to do a vision board, create a vision board, and we're also going to teach them how to relate to their negative consequences with bullying through art, music, painting, you know, things of a creative nature.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. I love it because it taps into them as a whole, as a person, and they have outlets to release. You got a flyer on this already, Queen?
Yes, I do. And if you want me to forward it to you, I sure can tonight.
Yeah, forward me everything that you have on that. We can go ahead and put
and
that
get
up.
It out to everybody that you know in the Newark, New Jersey area and let them know that it's going to be a bona fide therapeutic environment by me of most qualified professional Rutgers graduate. Shout out to Rutgers University and the people who made me who I am today. And I'll send it to you shortly. And if you can get it to parents, I'm sure that a lot of parents are sitting there suffering, and so are their children. So thank you so much.
We can get on the phone and call with each other, Queen. It's nothing for me to take a day out and pull out some numbers and get those parents at those schools in that area and go and call the principal. Like, we can just make it happen.
Okay, and it's going to be, this thing is, you know, projected by 2013, 2014. This is going to be like their out-of-school activity. So while kids are out of school, they don't have to be in those same places where they're being bullied, you know? Like Boys and Girls Club on the streets. This time, they have an all-day activity, which starts at 8 a.m., the same time that school starts to 3 p.m., and the parents know that they're being guarded, but they're also being prepared. I think that's one of the things that's happening in and around our community is the kids are just not prepared.
They're just not prepared, Queen. You are so right about that.
I'll be sending that to you shortly. Thank you so much, Steve. Shout out to Money Mink. Can I get a request, Queen?
Oh, yes.
Oh, can you
What's
drop a body on him? I love that one.
Drop a body on it. I'm definitely going to get that air for you, Queen, in a few seconds. Money Me, holla at us while I get this song, and we're going to go right into it. Yeah, it's right here.
Most definitely, you already know. You heard Dream Maker, man. Drop a body on it. Money Make, drop it.
I dropped that body, baby. Famous loud to the narcotic.
I dropped that body, body. Don't make me body, body. I got that shouted, shouted, pop.
Come and get it, but I'm all
I'm on my prison.
Listen, boy, I propose to tell my little man that it's time to fuck niggas, my lord. God damn, my lord's daughter that it's time to kiss it. What? These niggas straight line. Man, I say, boy, sit, boy. Turn up my big head, all the pages so high, bro. Straight, high, straight, high, straight, high, straight, high, bro. I'm high as the time, bro. I'm high by your eyes, bro. I'm high with your legal niggas. Say your weapon, we got next. Bring it to
ball. Money rain.
Big ball. Drop it back and burn them all to D. The studio's a block and every show I make.
Lincoln, Al Capone, no way that I'm born fake.
No.
It's
Queens gutter. The beast from the east to midwest is my mother. A underground king, now G, more like a prince. Got words, play like notorious swag, something like Tip. But folks, I'm far from tiny. 618 is behind me. Catch me in Killer City, your ICC getting grimy.
On my way to Triple D.
Trying to give them all the hammer.
Yeah.
Me, I'm now. Now they love my country grammar.
Yeah.
From the 915 to the 409. Everything is big in Texas, so I fit it fine. I'm in the limelight.
Yeah.
What up, my nigga Slate?
What up?
Shout out to DJ 3, DJ Quaid, and the crew of Great.
Y'all already know what it is. That was hot, wasn't it? That was Slay Stone right there featuring Gutta Grease, Somebody to Love, that hot track right there. You now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. It's your girl Diva Ebony B in the building. It's Money Meet Day, where we talk nothing but the hottest on Step Your Game Up Saturdays, relevant stuff, live in the building. Money Meet, holla at us, baby.
Ball.
What's good with you, Diva? I'd like to give a shout out to them independents, you know, definitely on that wave right there.
How do you like that song, Money
Meet? Oh, the last one just played. It was, I feel as though it's very creative. You know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't stop. Word.
What's up? Yeah, I always love to get the feedback. We got Tony Lyrics live in the building. Tony Lyrics, what's going on, man?
Man, chilling, man. Listening to the show, listening to some real music, you know what I mean? Great real music, you know. Mad love to all the indie artists out there, you know. I feel like, you know, you guys are the life support of the business because, you know, what's going on in the game now, it's like they're killing it. So, you know, you all keeping the life in it. And you know, I just want to say, keep doing it, man. We got to bring that real music back.
That's what's up. I got my sights going, baby. It's definitely a hot track. Drop a body on them too, but my favorite is Mr. Right. I really love that song. That's a dope track. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on, Money Meek. I wanted to talk about on Steffi Game of Saturdays and supporting people causes, but I get a lot of notifications and causes people hit me up online, and this particular one was about a dog. I'm going to pull it up here. Step y'all game up on voting and signing petitions and why it's important. There it is. So it's a man petition. It says punish 21-year-old Nelson Maynard to the fullest extent of the law.
Right.
Animal abuser Nelson Maynard of Regina SK, 21-year-old Nelson from Regina, could be facing jail time for abusing or badly abusing his dog Kendall. Accusation has suffered about Nelson abusing Kendall, but no one could see the abuse. They can only hear it. Then someone caught Nelson on video showing him punching and kicking the dog. So basically, this person, Nanetta Savino, she started a petition on change.org. This was on September the 14th, right? It's September the 20th, right? How many petitions do y'all think that she got signed on this already? Money Meek, I'm going to start with you. How many people do you think she got to sign for this cause right here to punish Nelson? Money Meek?
I don't know, David. That's really questionable. That's a great big event right there. That's definitely a hot statement on that. You know what I mean?
Right.
How many do she have?
Tony Lewis, how many do you think she has?
I think she had like hundreds because you know they don't play with that animal abuse out here. Like they will fry you for that. It's like that's real serious. I think a lot of people.
She got 155,146 people already in 6 days.
And that's
her. She's about to get to 200,000 people.
That's believable. I can believe that because that, I mean, they do not play when it comes to animal abuse. You know, it's serious.
You should not abuse your animals. Like, for real, take them to the Humane Society, you know, or give them to somebody, but please do not leave. I'm an animal lover myself, but I'm just saying that shit can get you a lot of time. Step your game up, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're frustrated kicking your dog and carrying on, or your cat or whatever. You know, you got some bad behind kids, or, you know, you got some bad behind nieces and nephews. Get rid of the cat or the dog. But don't do it that way. So there you go. You're going to get in trouble, Nelson.
You're talking like maybe like the most 5 or maybe like 10, I think, years in prison for that. Like, you'll get some numbers, yes.
Yeah. Money me highlighters, baby.
Hey, we definitely want to come up on the next joint. I like that as a caller. You know, how you feel about you know, if you had the chance to change things in the world for all races, not just for African Americans, you know, not for whites, not for Japanese, you know, Indonesia, whoever, what would you do, dog? What would you do, man? What was the first thing that you would do?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
If you had the chance and the power to change things in this world, you know how all things is all uptight and, you know, the financial thing, you know, the shortening of the job supply. I mean, what would you do to make this world a better place for all races?
Man, that's a tough one. If I could make the world better, I mean, I think first it starts off with just like, I know it might sound corny, but, man, we got to love each other first, you know, and then we got to come together and we got to be able to work together to build more things for this world, you know, as far as jobs and like, you know, to help people more financially. Like, it all starts with just being coming together as people, I believe. Like, that's where it really has to start at.
Okay. What would you do, David? What was the first thing you would do after African black woman or queen, you know, being a single mother or, you know, just having a friend on the side? How would you go about that?
I legalize weed.
I agree with you there.
I'm just playing.
I'm just playing.
Well, the first thing I would do is stop borrowing money. You talking about as far as for the United States, right?
I'm talking about for the world as an economy, man, all states, man. Like, you had the jurisdiction for all states, even if you could talk to the queen over there. You know, what would you come up with?
I would get rid of money. I'm going to tell you what I do. I get rid of money. And the reason why I would get rid of paper money and I would get rid of that money is because it will put people in a position to start working and go back to the bargaining system where people use their skills and they started to build, they exchange their work for one another. You know, you need your TV fixed and I need a babysitter. I would take away money. That's exactly what I would do. I'll take away these debit cards, these credit cards, all this crap. I start weaning it out and then start bringing the people back together so we can work as a unit and start building our houses again so there would be more jobs for the brothers and sisters in the hood. Start bringing back the workshop back into the schools, you know. Start bringing sewing shops back into the schools. We don't, our American kids don't sew. They don't do workshops no more. They don't do home ed. I would bring the true value of life back. I would take away money. And I think that would be a very good thing.
Well, I got it.
And then
there'll
be more trees, because then we can make more gardens. That's, you know
how. Greed, man. All that greed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to semi-agree with you that I definitely said we take it back to the roots of all natural sources. If you want to just have buildings, you want to just close it, you got to sow it. Like you said, any food, you got to grow it. You know, I just take it back to natural resources. I mean, we had a lot less worries. It was a lot of less you know, things pointed at us. It was a lot of less, you know, just being in a bunch of nonsense all the time because of these materialistic things out here.
People are always going to compete.
I'm definitely a king. Anything else you want to leave me under, you know, so I come from a basis of structure, man. You know, I come from a 30-year marriage. You know, they definitely stick together, man. I think, you know, without all this materialistic things and, you know, we won't place us in a lot of these positions that we be in, man.
That's definitely what's up, man. The world would be a better place if we just all get along. Can't we all just get along?
Can't we?
Can't we all just get along? Can't we just love one another and chill?
I love all my kings and queens.
I make it my business to love on y'all because I remember at a time that I ain't love nobody. I was the worst. I had to check my attitude. I had to check me as a person. Like, wow. It's not that serious. It ain't that serious. I got a hot verse right here, and it's going, Young AJ, I'm going to play this for y'all real quick. This Young AJ, I took this verse from on my job. It speaks a lot of knowledge, man. Big shout out to Young AJ.
What did you say, nigga?
We gotta use our mind. We gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time. But you gotta be swift because the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right.
Yes. You gotta heal that wrong. You gotta shake that, take that. But it's gonna take time. But you gotta be swift.
Say what, Diva?
That's that joint right there. I love that music, man. Gotta take your time, man. Step your game up Saturdays. It's Money Meek Day. We got more Money Meek loaded in the arsenal to give y'all more. Money Meek, what's next, man? Like, what's next? You got any R&B singers coming to the team? You thinking about looking at a couple of singers?
We definitely just recruited two brand new artists from New York. Shout out to Jalissa and Black Amp. We definitely got the projects going to be heading in the studio probably this week and definitely the following week. You know, you can always look out for great projects coming from me. You know, I'm very passionate when it comes to my music. I know y'all been anticipating the Stepping on Money mixtape. You know, we're going through some things, getting the things right. And I know y'all been waiting for the ringtone come from TuneCore. I got my sights on, baby. Don't interrupt me to be out within the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know, we grinding, man. You know, just look out for Money Meek, the drop. I'm definitely here. Yeah, I got my song, baby.
I want to give a big shout out for everybody that's tuning in to Step Your Game Up Saturdays today. Make sure y'all catch us tomorrow on Spiritual Feedings, 5 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. We about to get out of here with this hot track by Money Meek called Feelings. Let's go.
Yeah. Damn, little mom.
Sad though. I ain't hating nothing. I'm tired too. So I die. Don't get my album. Get a chance. I am the G. So my feelings is out. And I'm falling like
take it.
I try to check your everything in life, feeling like the upness, like counting the baby blocking it, pushing the buzz, reality setting it, like the sun eclipse, the sun, and the sun, and the sun, and the sun.